Listening part two. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation. Conversation one.
I hear you went to Paris last week. How did you get there?
I got the train from London. It was really quick, just over 2 hours, and very comfortable, even in standard class.
That's a bit of a come down for you, isn't it? I thought you always travelled by air, in business class. Why did you go that way?
I must admit that I like travelling in style, but I also can't resist a bargain. I saw a very good deal online and just had to go for it.
As you saved so much money on the tickets, did you decide to spend and stay in an expensive hotel?
I actually found somewhere that was also good value for money. It wasn't right in the centre, but very close to a metro station, so it was easy to get around.
Did you do all the touristy things, like visiting art galleries and going on a boat trip on the River Seine?
Absolutely not. I've done that on previous trips. I was so pleased with the money I'd saved, I ended up going to some wonderful restaurants. In one of them, the bill was more than I'd spent on my train ticket. The food was delicious, so it was worth it.
I hear you went to Paris last week. How did you get there?
I got the train from London. It was really quick, just over 2 hours, and very comfortable, even in standard class.
That's a bit of a come down for you, isn't it? I thought you always travelled by air, in business class. Why did you go that way?
I must admit that I like travelling in style, but I also can't resist a bargain. I saw a very good deal online and just had to go for it.
As you saved so much money on the tickets, did you decide to spend and stay in an expensive hotel?
I actually found somewhere that was also good value for money. It wasn't right in the centre, but very close to a metro station, so it was easy to get around.
Did you do all the touristy things, like visiting art galleries and going on a boat trip on the River Seine?
Absolutely not. I've done that on previous trips. I was so pleased with the money I'd saved, I ended up going to some wonderful restaurants. In one of them, the bill was more than I'd spent on my train ticket. The food was delicious, so it was worth it.
Conversation 2.
Have you met our new neighbour yet?
Yes, I went around yesterday to introduce myself. What about you?
I saw her going into her house and waved, but I haven't spoken to her. What's she like?
She seems very nice, but a bit shy. I suggested that I got all our friends together at my house so she could meet them, but she said she'd rather wait and meet them individually. She told me that she used to live in a small village where nothing much happened, and she had to drive to go shopping or to have a meal. She's looking forward to being able to go out of her front door and find lots of shops and cafes within walking distance.
We're so lucky here to have everything we need on our doorstep. However, if she's still got a car, she's going to have difficulty parking it.
Don't worry. She did exactly the same as I did and sold her car. I think she realised that the public transport around here is so good, you don't need to have one.
Very sensible. Now, as I haven't had the chance to talk to her, why don't we go round now and invite her out for a coffee?
Good idea. We can find out a bit more about her. I'm sure she'll start to relax when she sees we want her to become part of our community.
Have you met our new neighbour yet?
Yes, I went around yesterday to introduce myself. What about you?
I saw her going into her house and waved, but I haven't spoken to her. What's she like?
She seems very nice, but a bit shy. I suggested that I got all our friends together at my house so she could meet them. But she said she'd rather wait and meet them individually. She told me that she used to live in a small village where nothing much happened, and she had to drive to go shopping or to have a meal. She's looking forward to being able to go out of her front door and find lots of shops and cafes within walking distance.
We're so lucky here to have everything we need on our doorstep. However, if she's still got a car, she's going to have difficulty parking it.
Don't worry. She did exactly the same as I did and sold her car. I think she realised that the public transport around here is so good, you don't need to have one.
Very sensible. Now, as I haven't had the chance to talk to her, why don't we go round now and invite her out for a coffee?
Good idea. We can find out a bit more about her. I'm sure she'll start to relax when she sees we want her to become part of our community.
Conversation 3.
Good morning. How can I be of assistance?
Morning. I'm not sure under the circumstances that it is good. However, I hope it will get better during our conversation.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's the problem?
Well, my wife likes to burn candles in our sitting room in the evening. She particularly enjoys the ambience they create. However, she bought one from this shop last week. It's inside glass, I suppose, to make sure the flame does not go out.
I know which type you mean. There's a cylinder of glass surrounding the candle, which sits on a stone base. They're very popular.
They may be popular, but they are also extremely dangerous. Last night, the candle had been burning for only a couple of minutes when the glass shattered into tiny pieces. One of them could easily have gone into my eye. I was shocked.
I'm extremely sorry, sir. Have you brought the candle with you so I can have a look at it?
Brought it with me? Of course not. You don't expect me to wander into town carrying a bag full of broken glass, do you?
I'm sure you'll understand that without seeing the damage to the product, I can't give you a refund. Good morning. How can I be of assistance?
Morning. I'm not sure under the circumstances that it is good. However, I hope it will get better during our conversation.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's the problem?
Well, my wife likes to burn candles in our sitting room in the evening. She particularly enjoys the ambience they create. However, she bought one from this shop last week. It's inside glass, I suppose, to make sure the flame does not go out.
I know which type you mean. There's a cylinder of glass surrounding the candle, which sits on a stone base. They're very popular.
They may be popular, but they are also extremely dangerous. Last night, the candle had been burning for only a couple of minutes when the glass shattered into tiny pieces. One of them could easily have gone into my eye. I was shocked.
I'm extremely sorry, sir. Have you brought the candle with you so I can have a look at it?
Brought it with me? Of course not. You don't expect me to wander into town carrying a bag full of broken glass, do you?
I'm sure you'll understand that without seeing the damage to the product, I can't give you a refund.
That is the end of part 2.